Before the first day of rehearsal at the Sandwich Fairground stage, property lawyer Chris Bolt changed his voicemail message.
I am in our Meredith office briefly this morning, but I'll then be in rehearsals for The Tempest all afternoon. I'm sorry I'm not able to take your call at this time.
I play the evil brother Antonio. I am the usurper. I am the snake. I'm the bad guy.
Hang, cur! Hang, you whoreson, insolent noisemaker! We are less afeard to be drowned than thou art!
It's been said before that there's not that much difference between the theater and the law. We each have our script, we each have our audience, you know, whether it's a judge or jury or a client or a zoning board of adjustment.
My riggers are on the sides, the captain's in the back. The bosun's right here.
Before the first day of rehearsal, Lily Cardaropoli spent the morning directing a group of 7-year-olds through a scene from The Tempest at the Advice to the Players theater camp.
Ready?
Bosun!
Here, master, what cheer?
Good, speak to the mariners.
Hire my heart, cheerly my heart. Yar, yar, take in the topsail.
Down with the topsail.
Lower, lower.
What you then?
Oh! Good job, guys.
While these kids won't be in the main stage show, they will get to watch it and watch their camp counselor perform.
I'll be playing Miranda in The Tempest. Miranda is Prospero's daughter, and she was just a child when she was taken to the island with her father after he was exiled.
Oh, I have suffered with those I saw suffer! A brave vessel who had no doubt some noble creature in her dashed all to pieces.
Before the first day of rehearsal, Kim Miller practiced her registers, singing opera in the car as she drove to the fairgrounds.
The brilliant thing about being in a car is nobody else can hear you, so you can be as loud as you want without people looking at you like you're a freak.
You taught me language. Am I profit on it, ease? I know how to curse.
So the character of Caliban is a demi-demon playing with physicality, so it's a lot of creeping around as well. I'm going to have thighs of steel by the end of this run.
On the morning of the first day of rehearsal, the director of the show, Andrew Cottespotti, chant it before his daily yoga routine.
We can't do special effects. Our ability to do great scene changes and even makeup and costumes, it's limited out here. We have limited means. And Shakespeare is very good for that because Shakespeare had very little in the way of special effects. You know, his lights were the sky just like ours are.
Everybody ready?
Ready!
Places!
Thank you, places!
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. This is my fake curtain speech. Without further ado, I very much hope that you enjoy Advice to the Players' production of The Tempest.
Before the first day of rehearsal, Caroline Nesbitt, who plays Gonzalo, spent time with her Connemara ponies.
Gonzalo is sort of an ancient counselor who was very close to Prospero, and when Prospero is usurped from his position, Gonzalo is the person that makes sure that all of his magic books make it into the leaky boat that carries them to this desolate island.
Now would I give 1,000 furlongs of sea for an acre of barren ground, long heath, brown firs, anything! The wills above be done, but I would fain die a dry death!
You think of The Tempest and you think of the big effects and stuff, but in fact, if you bring it back to kind of the bare bones and to human imagination, you unlock a whole world of text that is actually what creates the magic in the end, is the beautiful words.
Before the first day of rehearsal, the beautiful words were printed and bound for the 1,000th or 1,000,000th time. The 2 dozen scripts sat in a stack by the door in the old barn building in Sandwich, the theater group calls home. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.